Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Life of a Showgirl instant review to kick things off here with Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. Hi, Shayna.
Hi. I have not listened to a lick of that. I'm sorry. Was I supposed to? Was that my homework? I'm not.
No.
You guys know this.
It was
I'm
an expectation. It was not an assignment. So
No. Until Sarah Sivian and Allison Lucan forced me to. I'm going to pass.
Well, you can go to Vegas for preseason game tonight because they're having a Taylor Swift impersonator perform some of her songs at the game. So I just saw on social media. So that's good. But, well, you didn't listen to it. You're probably too busy watching the Yankees last night because I see you wearing a Yankees T-shirt. See, look at what I've got here. There's my...
Oh, come on.
There's my Jays hat. So, yeah, so I'll say this. I mean... Little friendly wager. If the Jays end up beating the Yankees, I will package this hat and send it right to you for you to wear on a later Sabres Life episode.
I will take that bet if the Yankees win and you agree to wear a Yankee hat that I will personally send to you.
How potentially long is this series? Because I'm going to schedule my day off right now. Oh.
Listen,
yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm for
two,
a hat.
Two times zero is still zero, right? Is that how this works? I think so. Yeah.
Well, it's too bad for Cleveland that are out, but that's the way it is.
See you, bye.
Sammy's going to be disappointed.
You can lead in with the hockey talk, Marty, since you took control of this path we are now on.
Oh, well, it's just playoff, playoff baseball.
You guys, do we have a path if I'm here? Every time you guys can have a plan, I'm going to take it right off the rails every time. It's okay.
It's okay. We were just talking about shenanigans in preseason before and all of that. I suggested not playing any rivalry games. Like we've seen the Islanders and the Rangers play in preseason and, you know, it erupts with gloves all over the place. So what's your plan to not have shenanigans in preseason?
How about only two preseason games? Like, to me, that's not what preseason should be about. And I get it. Like, the NHL wants to sell tickets to preseason games. This is not the way to do it by saying, look, watch a bunch of nobodies beat each other up for 60 minutes. Like, that's not it. If you want to, like, get things off with the bang, then I don't know. How about night one of the regular season when the Florida Panthers play? You play them against someone they beat on the path to the Stanley Cup in the Eastern Conference instead of the Chicago Blackhawks. Like, this is not it. I don't want to see star players get hurt. We've had enough of that by freak incidents. I don't want to see it now. Like, Hagel got shaken up last night. Mm-hmm. It was last night. Time's a flat circle. It's preseason, like I said. But, you know, I don't think this is the move. I think you could do things regionally that aren't as big of rivalries, right? Like instead of Tampa versus Florida, maybe you have Tampa versus Nashville a little bit more. You could do that. You could do against Washington, against Dallas, like shake it up. And I know that might make things difficult, but I think you can find these regional hubs to make it work. Mm-hmm. But I would say two preseason games where one, even three works, right? Like one or two of them is just the AHL is trying to make the team, and then your last one is a dress rehearsal. Nobody, if it's dress rehearsal versus dress rehearsal, I don't think we'll see that as much.
Yeah. Well, last night was pretty close, though, with Tampa and Florida and their rosters. But anyway, they have a unique history against one another compared to all 30 other NHL teams right now. That's just a simple fact. Since last Marty and I were on the air, there was another massive deal, and that was the Jackson Lacombe contract with Anaheim, 8 years, $9 million per. We, since last we spoke with you, Shayna, have seen a ton of contracts signed. I'm sorry to report that you were not correct in that Jack Eichel was going to set the marketplace.
Yeah.
but what are your thoughts on all of these deals so far? And then again, who's the next big one to go?
Okay, let's go chronological order, right? Kirill Kaprizov to me is worth every penny and more. I know it's a lot of money for a winger, but it's just because we don't generally see these contracts that we're going to talk that way, right? We shouldn't be saying Kirill Kaprizov is overpaid. We should be saying that is the franchise cornerstone that makes the Minnesota Wild a playoff team versus a bottom feeder, right? Like without him, Faber and Boldy, they are nothing. But to me, the single most important player in Minnesota is Kirill Kaprizov. And he has been since he stepped foot on the ice there. He is electric. He's everything the team needs and more. And last year he was playing at an MVP caliber. And it's not like that was a one-off year. So yes, yeah, you pay the man whatever it takes because without him, your franchise is doomed. So love that deal. Hope we see more star players take note of it because we're seeing all these other guys get overpaid. It's about time the actual stars do. Luke Hughes was second. So good deal. Good to see. I think we're going to see him grow into that $9 million range, especially as he takes over more. Are there some defensive worries? Absolutely. Do I think that he can grow out of them? Yes. I think the offense is going to overcompensate for the defense anyway. And when we see him with the mainstay role on power play one, which we saw when Dougie Hamilton went down with injury, we saw him shine. I think that we're most likely going to see a move on the back end of New Jersey soon, right? Like if they move Dougie Hamilton, maybe after Kovacevic gets hurt, the $9 million just gets replaced. Nobody's worried about it. But I think if you're going to spend that kind of money, you either spend it on elite talent of the Kaprizov variety or these up-and-coming players that are the next wave of your core. So good move there. And that applies to Jackson Lacombe too. He was sick in Anaheim last year. He was so good. And I think everybody needs to go look back at just how unbelievable he was in all three zones on such a bad team. Besides Dostal, he was their best player, bar none, I would say. So I like this one a lot. I don't think he is worth $9 million at this moment. I think he's a little below that. But I think he's going to grow into it, too, as he gets better, as he progresses, and as the team around him gets better. If he's doing this with a team that's not a bunch of nobodies or struggling players under Cronin, like it's going to be a huge difference. So I think you make that bet now and hope he can grow into one of, you know, his comps, which we were looking up. It's guys like Josh Morrissey on there and Ryan Suter. Like, if that's what you're going to become, this money's going to look fine.
So when big contracts get signed now because of the cap going up and getting out the flat COVID situation and everything, my first thought is to look at Sabres contracts and be like, oh, Kaprizov is $17 million. Tage Thompson is $7 million. Like, that's $10 million difference, right? Like, Luke Hughes is $9 million. Jackson Lacombe is $9 million. And Owen Power is $8.35 million. And entering year two, and if Power and Kesselring, we know Kesselring now is dealing with something, and they'll be evaluated in almost, you know, in maybe a week or so. But if Power and Kesselring can be that pair, and Power can be even better than he's been, that would you say that's gonna become like that could become a bargain for the Sabres? Power at 8.3, and obviously Tage at seven, just over seven.
I think it would become good value for them for sure. I think the one that might look more like a bargain is going to be Erasmus Dahlin. And like the difference between him and the Hugheses and Lacombes are it was contract number three for him. But already, he's a top five defenseman in this league. When we did this year's version of player tiers, we originally had Dahlin and Haskinen in 2B. And we had, I think it was Werenski and Fox in 2A. And we got a lot of feedback. We talked to 20 different insiders this year. So this was like a lot more than ever. And everyone was gassing up Rasmus Dahlin and was like, you need to swap him and Haskinen with Fox and Werenski. Like, this is, you know, this is the guy. And me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't see it as much because of like the up and downs that the Sabres has had over the years, but like this is an all three zone, all situation guy. So I think we're going to be looking at that and going, that is that kind of contract. Because as great as Hughes and Lacombe, I think are going to be and are already, I don't think they're going to hit that top five defenseman in the league where you're saying the separation, you know, is between them and the Quinn Hughes and the Cale Makars. That's an unbelievable place to be. That's the contract I look at and go, you know, in a couple years, we might be saying, pretty good to have Rasmus Dahlin there. As expensive as it is, he is worth that.
Yeah, and he's obviously inside the top five as far as defenseman salary as well. And since you were on last week, there was also the Mason McTavish deal, Cam Fowler deal in St. Louis, and yesterday...
Anthony Stolarz in Toronto.
Yeah, and Mikula yesterday with Florida on an eight-year deal at $5 million per. What does all this mean, do you think, for Alex Tuch and his future with the Sabres?
I mean, he could push and say, I'm the best winger on this team. I'm worth X. But it's going to be really interesting here because now the question is, are you the number one winger, right? It all depends on where our friend Tage plays. If Tage is the number one winger, Tuck's value changes a little bit because his role does, his responsibility. And I think he's going to fit into that role a lot better than he would be as the number one winger, right? Like, I think he is a very good number three forward, but I think you want to have your top line center and your top line winger just ahead of him on the depth chart. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, because if he is the team's de facto best winger, there is no question, and Tage is the center, well, then that changes things too. I think that's going to decide whether he's above the $9 million range or that's going to be the sweet spot for him, which I still think is the right move. That's a very good contract to have because we're not seeing a ton of high-end wingers get that, right? The Marners and the Rantanens are still going for 12, and we don't know what other big-name free agents are going to go for. I don't think Kaprizov is the gauge for him at all. Instead, if you're trying to, you know, bring things into a reasonable sphere, you could say, well, look at Matt Boldy and look at how reasonable his contract is, and he's the number two to Kaprizov. So what does that mean for Tuch to Tage?
So different in age, though, an opportunity, because Tuch basically, you know, now when you look at salaries across the board, it feels like Tuch had a long-term bridge. If that makes any sense.
A bargain for a lot of years.
Right. Yeah. That's and so catapulting now salary wise has to be the reality for Tuch when you are going into the last decade of your career.
You know what? I'm very curious about this and I'm pulling it up right now. I'm curious who his top comps are based on his last season because we've been using
Kempe
that.
Kempe has been most noted. He's lower than Connor in Winnipeg based on a goal-scoring standpoint. But you just identified something that, you know, I think Sabre fans see it and a lot of people talk about it. And Tuck's desire to continue in this vein, and that is strong defense, along with, from post-Christmas on last year, one of the top 15 goal scorers in the NHL. So, like, Tuck's got a lot to offer here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just pulled it up using Dom's model, going through 29-year-olds who had comparable seasons to Tuck's 24-25. Top name that comes up is Hurdle. Obviously, it's a little different because we're going full forward, not center versus wing here, but it's Hurdle, Logan Couture, Mikael Backlund, Andrew Ladd, Brock Nelson, and then below that you have like the Riley Smiths and RJ Hamburgers of the world. So you see those potential ways like that is, you know, career could split from here, but someone like Hurdle, like that's a very good comp to have, which could help fuel his case for a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. When we talk to you next week, the Sabres will have played their first regular season game against the Rangers. So I kind of look at the Eastern Conference. I think Toronto, Tampa, Florida, they're in. I think Carolina, New Jersey. I'm going to put Washington in, although I think they could easily step out this year, like if the East. So that leaves two spots for the Rangers, the Islanders, the Canadiens, the Senators, the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Detroit Red Wings, the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, there's seven teams. There's two spots. Who's in? I want to say the Rangers are probably going to be wanting to get one of those. So one spot for six. Like, is this another year where there may not be top teams falling out for maybe two or three of those teams to get in?
So I think the Rangers are going to slip into the top three. So I think that potentially opens up the wild card position, and it's a team like Washington vying for it. So it'll be interesting to see if they're the one that makes it again, or if it'll be more of these rising teams. And then the Atlantic, it's the same thing. Are the Panthers going to be vying for three, or are they going to be vying for that wild card spot? And I can see either one happening at this point, because who's to say with all the injuries and how they handle it and how deep that team is. So I feel like the Sabres' best bet is going to be in that wild card race. And it's going to be teams like, I'm a little less high on Detroit right now, but I would say Montreal is going to be in it with them. Ottawa's in it with them. We'll see Columbus in the mix still. And I think they probably have the most room for growth of that group that I'm like, I'm not sure you're actually there, but last year was really, really promising, but maybe we can't let it reset the bar too much. But yeah, like I think we could have a really fun battle this year between Montreal, Buffalo, Ottawa, and Washington for those wild card seeds. And I love that the more teams that are involved, because I think that's going to make it more interesting versus two teams battling it out and it's not really a playoff race at all.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever answer the question as to who's getting the next big contract? I can't remember.
I didn't. Okay.
Okay.
I want to change it up. It's not Jack Eichel. I've changed my mind. Okay. It's bad vibes to repeat that. I'm going to go really bold here. Connor McDavid's contract's going to be done, but it is not going to be this massive contract. I think superstars, some of them are going to go for that like Austin Matthews 4-year deal, and then they can try to cash in when we understand what the cap looks like in the long term. So I'm going to say a 4-year deal from McDavid, a 3-year deal. Because he, you know, has the 1 year left.
He's not signing more than 2 years. He is not.
How much money? 18?
I would love to say 18. I feel like it'll be 16, though. Because, like,
not taking less than Kaprizov. Come on.
I would think so. But, like, if you're Connor McDavid and you're extending in Edmonton, you're going, then I think I have a chance to win here. Which means you can't hamstring them too much. Because you still need probably a good winger. So, like, that 2-3 year sweet spot of, like, 15, 16, it could make a lot of sense. It's going to be ahead of Draisaitl, I think, but I don't think it's going to be up to Kaprizov. And that's the difference, right? When you have all of those superstars making money versus the one superstar is everything.
Yeah.
It's a different situation.
So I think 2 years, and maybe it's 16 million a year, and then he goes to whatever 20% of the cap will be year three. Yeah. By that point, was the cap going to be 110 or 113, so he'll go to $22 million a year. Like he'll give Edmonton the chance over the next 2 years to go out and win. But after that, it's selfish. Well, not selfish. He should be paid like 20% of the cap.
I'm getting what I'm
going to think after myself, and I'm going to sign somewhere else, and I'm getting the full max. So it'll take 16, and then he'll jump to 22.
20 seconds, 20 seconds, Shayna. How good was the Beaches show at Webster Hall in New York?
Unbelievable. If you don't listen to the Beaches, go listen to them. They are so much fun to see live. They sound great. It was a blast. I can't recommend them enough. And the new album slaps. So, like, go listen to them.
Yeah.
New Music Friday. Listen to that.
Blame Brett, as they like to say, right? It's been a good run of concerts for you. Thank you, Shayna. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.